For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Now, the month of January has been the month of the anointing. And then we'll look at something briefly before we close. And now, I'm excited that every one of us here is a minister. And then, the most important, please, I want you to take note of what I'm saying. It's because it's very, very important. The most important thing we need as minister is not just intellect. Even though intellect is important, to be able to present your message logically and intelligently is very, very important. It will help people to be able to grasp the concept you are building. Hallelujah. The ability to look good physically is very, very important. Remember last year during the minister's conference, Mint, one of the sessions that Mint shared, he gave one of his points that affects a church growth is the neatness or the look of the pastor. Hallelujah. It really affects the way you look really matters. It affects the generous perspective of the people. Hallelujah. Yes, it really affects. But the most important we need that can cancel and then make people overlook every other thing that we need is the anointing. Once the anointing is there, every other thing becomes secondary. That doesn't mean they are not important, but they are secondary. Hallelujah. The anointing is above knowledge. Apostle Peter was never educated. He didn't even know how to write. The Bible says when they looked at him, they noticed that he's unlearned. Is that not true? He was a terrible fisherman, could not speak a good, I believe by the way he was speaking, maybe he was mixing the grammar, or he could not speak English very well. How many of you know popular Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa? How many of you know him? You know him, right? You know how powerful he is today. When he started, I have some of his messages, he could not speak in English. All his messages were in Zimbabwean language, I don't know the native language, but he learned English. Hallelujah. But still, at that his capacity, the stadium was packed full. So English is a language. Hallelujah. The anointing can override it. The anointing can override every of our weaknesses, no matter how you look. If you are not handsome, there are many men of God that I know that are not handsome, but people bypass their handsomeness and focus on what they need. Hallelujah. So getting the anointing as men of God is our primary pursuit. Lord, put the anointing on me. I remember when we were in campus, we used to pray, Lord, take away the English and put on the oil on us. Even the later discover the English is important, but the anointing is more important. And I pray as we focus on it. See, I was listening to Bishop Dakar Hodgins today, and he was saying that when you talk about something, you experience it. See, churches that talk about the Holy Spirit always have the move of the Holy Spirit. When you look at Catherine Kuma, you hear again talking about the Holy Spirit. No wonder her ministry is experienced with the move. That is the same thing, Benny Hinn. Good morning, Holy Spirit. That is what he was known for. Everything. Look at Koinonia today. Their emphasis, not only their emphasis, is the Holy Spirit. You cannot hear three sermons without a mention of the Holy Spirit. No wonder you experience drastic move of the Holy Ghost. When you look at churches that talk about prosperity, elsewhere they talk about advancement of your life, they have the proofs of what they keep talking about around them. When you look at people like Creflo Dollar, you look at his ministry, they are people like Casey Price, people like Bishop David Oyedepo, all of them, there are proofs of what they constantly talk about. Hallelujah. Some of the greatest warriors in this church must have to be a mountain of fire, because everything in his ministry is shrouded around prayer. He prays for people to manifest, pray for people to grow. Hallelujah. Pray people in their destiny. You cannot be there and not pray. Why? Because what you talk about, you experience. I believe as we're talking about this for the whole of the month of January, coupled with the fast, I believe that you will believe me, and then all of us will one day stand, all of us are anointed in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember the message of Eloi yesterday was talking about every one of us having influence, every one of us, that all of us will be able to stand without my presence, and even when I leave Lokoja or when anybody is not around, the difference will not be in the difference of the style. But every one of us will carry a measure of the grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ. So this evening we'll be talking about the effect of the anointing, part one. And then you can put the bracket, the effect on the anointing on the minister. Remember, I differentiate on what the anointing is. Why do we need the anointing? And then we are looking at the effect When you are anointed, what will happen to you? Hallelujah. When you become anointed, what will happen to you? I pray that God will give us understanding. Exodus chapter 20 from verse 25 to 22 to 25 is our foundational text. Exodus 30 from verse 22 to 25. The Bible says, "Moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take thou also unto thee principal spices, principal important spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive, and hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the earth of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil." I remember one of the conferences, was this last year, we talked about sacramental power. We talked about the anointing oil. Hallelujah. Now, this is the way the anointing oil is being formed. Are we together? We discover there are how many ingredients we have mentioned here? The oil is number one. What again? I won't point it out. The oil is number one. What again? Pure myrrh, yes. Sweet cinnamon. Now, cinnamon is on its own, but there is a prefix, sweet cinnamon. Yes, we have three. Sweet calamus, yes. And cassia. You discover that there are five ingredients. Have you seen that? Come on, have you seen that? Now, the Bible is a book of mysteries, and then deciphering mysteries will give you understanding. Jesus was speaking to his disciples in Luke, or is it Matthew chapter 4, verse Mark 4, 11. He said that unto you is given to understand the mystery of the kingdom. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7, I believe, Paul was speaking that we speak the mystery of God. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Hallelujah. So the Bible is a book of mystery. You know, the strength of a call, of a cult, is the strength or the ability to retain secret. How old is the Coca-Cola company? I don't know the years actually, but I know it's older than me. That means more than 30 years and above. Is that true? But till today, nobody has been able to assess their secret and the formula for the Coke drink. That is why till today they are still relevant. You cannot outshine them. One of the richest companies we have in the whole world. Because the formula has remained a secret. And nobody has been able to leak it out. Hallelujah. Christianity is strong today because of the secret and the code in the kingdom. The Holy Communion is one of the mysteries. The anointing oil is one of the mysteries. Hallelujah. So understanding mysteries in the Bible will give us strength and advantage. And I pray as we understand the mystery of the anointing oil and the anointing on us, we'll be able to see more results in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the ingredient we use to make the anointing oil speak volumes. The ingredient you use to make stew is different from the ingredient you use to make jollof rice. The ingredient you use to make pap is different from the ingredient you use to make zobo. Is that right? Come on. Is that right? So that will tell you that when you see a particular ingredient, you can be able to predict what kind of food the person wants to cook. Almost a sight. Hallelujah. So that will tell you that the ingredient should be able to speak a lot about what that thing will do in your life. Hallelujah. So looking at the ingredient of the anointing oil, it will tell you what it will do in your life first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the effect of associating with every spirit will leave you internally transformed. When the anointing oil is on you, it will automatically, it should change you. Hallelujah. It should change you. When you see somebody possessed with the spirit, you all manifest the character of the spirit. The Bible says, to whom you yield yourself servant to whom you be influenced by. That is Romans chapter 6 verse 16. Hallelujah. Let me read it correctly. Romans 6, 16. Hallelujah. The Bible says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servant to obey, any spirit you come under its influence, his servant you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, that is the spirit of the world, or of obedience unto righteousness, that is the Holy Spirit. Are we together? So associating with the Holy Spirit does something to you. Remember when I was talking about the necessity of the anointing, I said one of the effects is it necessitates our change of character. Hallelujah. Now don't forget that the anointing changes us into what it wants us to become. If the anointing upon you is, remember when I was talking about dangerous anointing, I was saying the anointing upon Elijah was confrontational. So it changed him as a prophet to become confrontational in nature. Hallelujah. Is that correct? Yes. The anointing or the kind of spirit upon you will change you. Prophets usually have a certain character. All prophets lack noises. Hallelujah. I was one time listening to Prophet Gilbert Angel when he was talking about all the prophets he knows. He said that all the prophets he has known and he has interviewed, all of them lack nature. And then it's the same thing Makandua was speaking. He said all the prophets he knows, all of them like to pray where there is music playing. All of them like nature because the anointing of them make them like to get inspiration. Are we together? Yes. If you are a musician, normally you like sound. You will like the sound of notes. You will not be able to differentiate chords. Listening to a song as a musician is different from a normal person listening. Because you'll be looking at the modulation, you'll be looking at the combinations, you'll be looking at a lot of things. While a normal person will just be hearing a song, maybe just only the lyrics. But a musician will be like looking at different things in the whole song. All together? So the anointing upon you wires you differently. If your anointing is confrontational, if your anointing, it will make you naturally not to be agitated. Are we together? That's what Apostle Peter said, we give unto you what we have. What we have, we give unto you. Remember Prophet Jeremiah, every time he wants to prophesy, he behaved like the prophecy is about to give. When God said, go and meet Israelite, walk naked, and tell them, that is the way I have forsaken you. That's true. But tell him, eat cow feces, mix it with your food and eat. That reveals how corrupt the people have been. They take a cloth and dig a hole. And so physical things reveal the spirit influence. God tell Prophet Hosiah, go and marry a prostitute. And then she later left him. That is to tell the people how they have left. So most time we become our messages. Hallelujah. And then the stronger you become your message, the stronger your influence will be. See, everybody today is influenced by what they have experienced. And I've discovered that the things you communicate from the depth of your heart have more influence and have more impact. I believe as we notice the anointing, the effect it has upon us today, we will all be wiser in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the first thing the anointing does to you, what is our topic this evening? On the minister, right? That means on us. The first thing the anointing does on you is that it alters your character and your perception to things. The first effect of the anointing on you is that it alters your character and the way you perceive things. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 26, the Bible was talking about Saul when he encountered Samuel. Samuel told him that the Spirit of God will come upon you and you will be another man. Hallelujah. You will be another man. You will be a different person. Everything about you will change. You will not know, but you are changing. Hallelujah. The anointing will alter the way you see things. Everything that looked like failure before, now that the anointing has come upon you, your perspective about it changed. Before, when you see a sinner, you condemn the person. When the anointing comes upon you, when you see a sinner, you feel love towards the person. I understand it now. When you want to give up before, the anointing makes you to be dexterous. You will become resilient. You become unmovable. Hallelujah. The anointing makes you to be rigid and fixed and focused. Because you cannot push an anointed man to give up. Hallelujah. So it alters your character and your perception. Secondly, The anointing alters you physically. The anointing what? Alters you physically. First, 2 Kings chapter 1 verse 8. And then Matthew chapter 3 verse 4. In 2 Kings, Elijah, a king, sent people to go and inquire about from an idolatrous altar. And then a prophet confronted them and said, go and tell the king he will die. Are you just listening? Are you following me? So when they went, the young you recruit probably didn't know the person. So when they went and told the king, they said, who was the person that asked you to come and tell me about? And then they gave his description. He was dressed in a leather girdle. And then the king said, it is Elijah. Because by his dressing, they knew him. Hallelujah. They said, go and bring him. But that's what we have the episode of, if I be a man of God, verse 10 of it, let fire fall down. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 4, remember the Bible said that John the Baptist will come in the spirit and the power of Elijah. Jesus Christ came and confirmed that that is Elijah, if you believe. The Bible said that John the Baptist was in the wilderness wearing camel's clothes, dressed like Elijah, eating the same food that Elijah ate. Hallelujah. Confronted kings and confronted their wives like Elijah confronted the king and confronted Jezebel. So the kind of anointing upon him altered him physically. Hallelujah. That is why when you see an average Christ Embassy member that has fully integrated into the ministry, automatically dressed like him. It's unconscious. They are not being cloned. It is the voice of foolishness for you to think when people begin to dress like their pastor, they are behaving like clone. It is foolishness. You don't understand. An average secular boy dressed like a Malian. Is that not true? Like, yes. Unconsciously, they begin to dye their hair and dress like them. You have never complained to them that why I dress like this person. You will never complain. But when an average member is beginning to walk in the anointing of his father, you complain that they are being cloned. That is the voice of foolishness, because the anointing changes you physically. Hallelujah. Any kind of spirit that is upon you, we will know it by the way you look. Of course, every pastor of Winner's Chapel should be able to dress with decorum like Bishop Oyedepo. Is that not true? Be able to look like him. That is not cloning. That is replication. You cannot be a son of Bishop Oyedepo and be wearing jeans and be wearing and be preaching on the stage. It can never happen. Is that not true? Yes, it can never happen. We should be able to see you physically and know you and trace you. When we look at you physically in the natural, you look like your parents. We say, this is where you're coming from. You look like the Adams family. You look like this tree. Because physically, that gene alters you. Alters the way you walk. Alter your accent. Alter the way you behave. When you don't look in any way physically like the authority you are under, that means the spirit is not upon you. Are we together? Yes. Because the anointing alters you. Everything that Joshua did was because of what Moses did. It altered his all persona. When Moses went to Pharaoh, he confronted him. When Joshua ministered to him, he went before Jordan. Parted Jordan. Is that not true? River Jordan was parted 3 times in the Bible. First by Joshua. Second by who? Elijah. And then Elisha. 3 times that river was parted by powerful anointed men. So there will be a physical reflection. Hallelujah. But there was one of the days we were coming to church, and then I wanted to dress in a particular way. And then first lady was telling me that, no, your father the Lord, the point, does he dress like that? Yes, it was a subtle message, but it was strong. You have to look like where you are coming from. Hallelujah. Yes. You are, because the anointing upon you alters you physically. Physically. Even the way you walk. You are not trying to clone. I was recently online, and then I saw one pastor preaching with his hand with his pocket, with an invisible sub micro mic, with his hand, and then he was like, if he's the way he spoke, my friend said, I told my friend, this should be a descendant of Pastor Chris. I've never had him before. Then he said, yeah, I've not had him. That is Celebration Church. Pastor Irene. I said, hey, you really believe? Yes, he said, I didn't know him before. But don't look at him. Your church was different. It was not Christ Embassy. But when I saw him, I said, this one. Yes. That blessed pastor, you hear them preach, and then you can hear the voice physically, the mannerisms. Hallelujah. Of the person they represent. Sometimes when I stand, I do certain things, and I know where I got it from unconsciously. As I watch certain people, I discover their anointing upon their life began to work on me. I discovered that even physically, even the way I hold my mic, it's because I used to see some people hold their mic. Even the way I woke up and say, some everything is the kind of anointing that is upon you affects you physically. Are we together? Yes. Hallelujah. Number three effect of the anointing upon you is the anointing influences your beliefs and your drives. When the anointing comes upon you, it influences what you believe and what you are driven to believe. It influences your passions. Hallelujah. Will the Holy Spirit ever support you to sponsor an entertainment party that will destroy lives? No. When you are anointed, what will be your primary motivation? The kingdom. Is that not true? Yes. The anointing is only for God. It can never lead you for something evil. Hallelujah. Yes. It influences your drive, your passion. When you are moving towards entertainment, it will be to promote the kingdom. It will never be a negative influence. A sign of the anointing. The Bible says, Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Can we quote that scripture together? And ye shall be anointed when the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. And ye shall what? You shall what? Be witnesses. That means a sign of the influence of the anointing is you begin to go for the kingdom. It influences your drive. The reason why you want to make money is to advance the kingdom. Is that not true? The reason why you want to do anything is to advance the kingdom. May you be anointed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number four, the anointing makes you to be tasteful to everyone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exodus 25 verse 6. I intentionally use the word everyone. Exodus 25 verse 6. And thou shalt make. Okay. Oil for light. Spices for what? Anointing oil. And what? For sweet incense. Nobody doesn't like sugar. People only control their sugar intake. Nobody doesn't like honey. People, I've not met one person that doesn't like honey. Maybe there may be anyway. But I've not met one person that doesn't like sugar. Is that true? They may just say they don't like to take sugar. But you'll not say they take no. Sugar is always acceptance, accepted. Hallelujah. Is that not true? Yes. Always accepted and always welcome. The anointing, people may hate you from a distance, but when they come close to you, they discover they were wrong. Many people that criticize anointed men don't know who they are. They only believe what they were told by critics. And you must understand that critics are people that no matter what is right, they will say what they want to say. How's that? A critic will never want to accept the truth. Somebody was posting and he was saying that Elon Musk is the richest man now announced. He has never paid tithe. He has never paid first fruit. He's not a believer. He's not anything. Hallelujah. If you like, foolishly go and drop your offering this month. There's somebody there. That is yes. That is it. That is, I'm trying to explain to you the voice of a critic. Hallelujah. Now, somebody now commented, if you are now an atheist, you that are the atheist, are you the richest in your father's house? Why are you not rich? Yeah, you see? Because he's a critic, he will look for every excuse to bend the truth to satisfy. Because that was something that was irrelevant to give. Nobody was preaching online. You just saw something and you say what you want to say. That is the voice of a critic. Because the truth is, the more anointed you get, people will like you. People will like you. That explains why people just want to listen to certain people. There are people that when they are preaching, I will almost want to lick their mouth. Hallelujah. That is true, sincerely. See, for me, there are certain people like Dr. Paul and Nature, Dark Howard Mills, these people, Bishop Bad, Pastor David Ebwenny, if I want to watch a movie, and then you give me their sermons satisfy my refreshment drive than a movie. I love listening to them. I just loved it. I don't like to watch them. I cannot explain why. That is the way anointed people are. Now they don't even know me, but I am here, Lord, King, and killing on them. Not because of the way they look, but because of what is coming out from them. Anointing makes you to be tasteful. Hallelujah. You be sweet to everyone. Hallelujah. May you be anointed. Now, how many of you want to be anointed? How many of you want to be tasteful? You just, people will not know why, but they want to be around you. Hallelujah. And then the oil for sweet incense. May you be sweet.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That, now, the reason why I said the anointing makes you tasteful to everyone is because critics will not agree this one. That's why I explained to you the mindset behind critics. But in truth, when they come close to you, they will discover they were wrong. Hallelujah. So the fifth thing that the anointing does to you as a minister is that the anointing makes you smell well and makes you desirable. In Exodus 30 verse 25, Exodus 30 25, the anointing makes you to smell well and makes you desirable. Exodus 30 25, the Bible says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil. Now, when you study on the art of the apothecary, it's like, there is, when you have ever done a study on perfume, look at the case of your perfume. Some of them are spelled perfume, some of them are spelled perfume, some of them are spelled, the spelling, there are five or different spelling. When you carry seven different type of perfume, look at the spelling of the perfume. It will tell you the percentage concentration. It's an international standard. Every spelling has a particular percentage automatically. When you see this spelling, it tells you that it is 25% of that perfume. Are you understanding me? So that is the art of the apothecary, one of the highest order. There are perfumes that you can wear them and then for several weeks, the smell is still on. Is that true? And then there are perfumes that you wear them before you meet the main road, it is off your clothes already. That is telling you the path, the order or the kind of the perfume. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. During laundry for a lot of people, you iron certain clothes and then even when you iron it, the whole room becomes perfumed because of the kind of clothes and the kind of perfume the person is using. So the kind of perfume of the anointing oil, the Bible says this particular kind makes you smell well. When somebody wears a good natural perfume, it's always appealing to your nose. Is that not true? You want to be around the person. Entering a car with somebody that is sweating, you will always want to move away. But when the person is fresh and perfumed, you don't mind the person rubbing on himself or you. Why? Because it smells nice. It's appealing to you. Hallelujah. That is why average ladies use perfume too, because they become appealing. Perfume can cancel your natural smell and your natural weakness. How many of you as guys have done something that your clothes, you didn't bath or you did your clothes was smell and then you put plenty perfume to cover up? Have you done it before? All of us have done it before 100 times. Is that not true? Well, because you know that it will cover and overshadow the smell. May the anointing overshadow your weakness.
Amen.
That is what it tells. The anointing will overshadow your weakness. The anointing will overshadow your tribe. You know one thing? I was discussing that this is a strange land that is not my dialect. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and I can never forget. He mentioned certain men of God that they are in strange land. And then even their surname carried their tribes. Notwithstanding in that land the truth. Sunday Adelaja. Adelaja is a clean Yoruba name. It doesn't sound like a Ukrainian. He's the largest church in that country. Matthew Ashimolowo. Ashimolowo is like clean Yoruba name. When you hear, you know it's from Africa, Nigeria. But he built the largest church in Europe. Yes. Chris Oyakilomi. Oyakilomi is a Benin name. Yoruba is, Lagos is a Yoruba land. Some people say you don't probably because they're not Yoruba. But in that land, look at what he has made out of it. Turn it through. Enenche Idomani, right in the city of Abuja, blossomed. So the anointing will cover. There are people that are tribalistic, but by the anointing, they will be compelled to cover that up. Are we together? Compelled to cover that up. So the anointing will make you smell nice. Hallelujah. Number one now. Number six, right? The anointing makes people to stick to you. Now we are back to our ingredient. Exodus 30 verse 23. The anointing makes people to stick to you. Now take that on to the principal spices. The first ingredient we have there is what? Pure myrrh. How many of you remember that when Jesus Christ was giving birth to people, brought myrrh to him? Do you know what is myrrh? I did a study on myrrh. Myrrh is a sticky substance. How do you get that? It's like gummy substance. It sticks. So why is it an ingredient in the anointing oil? Have you ever noticed that anointed people always have people that talk to them? Have you noticed it? People cannot even explain why they stick to them, but they are just there. They are gravitated and they just stay. Look at the legendary Joshua Selman. Jimmy stuck with him all the while. Intelligent from a prayer room, but he stuck with him. Look at Pastor Chris and Pastor Tom, Reverend Tom. Stuck with him all the way from campus. Look at Bishop Oyedepo and Pastor David Abioye. Every person that is anointed, you discover Bishop Dakori Miss, Reverend Sagia and Reverend Eddie. People that stuck with him for over 35 years. Solid years with that unbending conviction. That is to tell you there is something that gravitated them to him. Hallelujah. At the point he said, you go and study. Bishop Oyedepo has told Abioye, go and study your ministry. He said, no, God has told me to follow you. Yes. But Bishop Dagger me said he bought crusade instrument for Bishop Saki to go and study. He said, no, my will is to follow you. I don't want to go anywhere. How do you get that? Anointed people, the anointing makes people to stick with you. How do you get that? People will not be Judas-ious, even though you experience on Judas is hallelujah. But on the average, people will stick with you. Hallelujah. I want to be anointed. You don't know what it means to have people stay with you. Changing people affect the work. Because you have to retrain these new people. They have to grasp the work. And then we have to continue. And then they go out there, well, you have to retrain them. I know. But when you have a people consistent for 10 years, it will be different from having a different set of people for 10 years. That is why the anointing contents man and the anointing makes people stick to you. May you be anointed.
Amen.
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 Number seven, the anointing enhances your health. Both physically and spiritual health. It boosts your sensitivity. Hallelujah. The second ingredient we have is sweet cinnamon. Hallelujah. Cinnamon is always a medicinal leaf. Hallelujah. Always medicinal. It's used for healing. It's used in ancient India in different places. But the basic use is for medicine. Being in the anointing oil means it affects your spiritual health and your spiritual stability. Now, I want to ask you a question. How many of you have ever been sick before? And then you went up to minister. And then while you are ministering, when the anointing comes upon you, all the symptoms of your sickness is disappeared. That happened to you, right? And then immediately you are done ministering, the sicknesses, the symptoms return. That happened to you? Yes, it's true. That happened to me countless, multiple times. You may even be hungry, but once you come up, sometimes even when you are ministering, the anointing comes and leaves. Anytime it leaves, the symptoms come back. When it comes, you forget. Even if you're having pains in your body, it dies down. Hallelujah. Because the anointing boosts your health. Boosts your spiritual health. It quickens your body. Hallelujah. Sweet cinnamon. May we desire the anointing. May we be sustained by the anointing. May we be healthy by the anointing. No wonder when Prophet Elisha died, his body touched the body of a dead man, his bones, and he jacked back to life. Why? Because there is, you know, the Bible says he died of his sickness. His sickness there in King James means old age. He died of old age. Hallelujah. Yes, he died of old age. He died in health, good old age. But he died even with the residue of the anointing because Gehazi went and collected money and nobody transferred the anointing to. Hallelujah. Yes, he died with the anointing. May we get the anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember the prayer we prayed during the fast, who was leading, when he said, may we have the patience to be able to get the fruit of our labors in this kingdom advancement. Is that not true?
Yes.
God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, number 8, the anointing makes your life sweet to relate with. It makes your life sweet. It's different from what I said initially. Exodus 30 verse 23, the next ingredient we have there is sweet calamus. Hallelujah. Sweet calamus. It's a tasty, fruity, sweet kind of a leaf. It makes your life to be sweet. It makes your life to be sweet. Hallelujah. You will be sweet. You will not be bitter. People will not remember your bitterness. Hallelujah. You will be sweet. Anointing makes you sweet to relate with. Hallelujah. People will want to be around you. People want to be around you. Number 9, the anointing makes you flavorable. And it makes you welcoming. The last ingredient we have there is cassia. Cassia. Cassia is a flavoring ingredient. Hallelujah. Flavoring ingredient. The anointing makes you to be flavorable. Hallelujah. You are many things in one. No, one thing that stuck to me when some people were leaving the house and we were doing the assembly the other time, and they were talking about me. One thing that stuck to me somehow is when people are saying that Papa is many things in one person, like a friend, a pastor, you is good to relate with. Like somehow it stuck to me. You know, you are flavorable. You are good for people to want to relate with you. You know what it means to have flavor. You know how it feels like. We have vanilla flavor. We have different flavors. Your life is just ambidextrous. Hallelujah. You can do many things. You are like 10 in 1. You are a good husband. You are a good friend. You are a good pastor. You are a good businessman. You're just the anointing makes you like that. Hallelujah. Yes. You cannot be boxed in one place. Cannot just be boxed in one place. You cannot say we only know him to be able to be a good preacher, but when you come to a counseling, he cannot counsel. You only know him to be a good singer, but when you give him the word, he cannot be able to decipher. You only know him to be a good administrator. When you give him a church to manage, he cannot manage. No. The anointing makes you flavorable, hallelujah, and welcoming. And then finally, the oil is the basic constituent. Olive oil, Exodus chapter 30 verse 24. Now, olive oil is one of the most expensive oil in the natural. It's not granite oil that is everywhere. Is that not true? You don't find it everywhere. It's the oil itself. What does it mean to have oil? Oil makes things easy. It makes things to be easy for you. When you grease a bolt and a nut, it easily moves. Is that not true? Yes. The oil makes your life to be easy. You don't know what it means. I remember one time when me just to preach for like 4 times or 3 times when I was away, he was saying, oh man of God, it's not easy, hallelujah. So I had to prepare 4 sermons or 3 sermons. And now preach more than you. I prepared 13 or 15 sermons and I preach. And to me, it's easy. So when I began to appreciate what it means, because the anointing makes it easier for you. When you told LOL to come and lead praise and worship, you can discover that is not his line of calling. That is to tell you that people that lead praise and worship have an oil on them that makes it easy for them. You can easily be a worshiper in your room, but when they give you the mic, the songs evaporate. Why? Because you are not oil for that. You have to be trained and you have to be graced for that. The anointing on you makes what you do easy. You will be struggling with everything you do if you are not oiled. Hallelujah. You will be struggling. Once the oil comes upon you, you discover that your fingers become magical on the instrument. Your voice becomes flawless. Hallelujah. Yes. I've listened to certain men of God that when you hear them before and then you hear them now, they are almost perfect. Their voices, their notes are sinusoidal. You know what is sinusoidal note? It's just like that. Hallelujah. Just going. Give them the mark. They just began to they flow for 3 hours by the anointing. You think preaching is easy until you hold the mic? Hallelujah. Yes. You think it just give and then they give you the, your hours in 1 hour 30 minutes. Then you discover that 15 minutes you have said all you want to say. You have exhausted your notes. Hallelujah. And then you look at the time, you have over 55 minutes. Then you know that it's not by strength or by power. The anointing makes things easy for you. Hallelujah. I remember the first time I fasted, long stage fast. Then I was telling people, you can't do it. Now what is there about fasting? I didn't know that it takes grace to fast. Many people said that after a while they could not. Many people then after a while, I didn't even know I was doing it under the anointing. That is by the mercies of God. But what later I understood it was by God's mercy. It is easy for me to do it. I tried it again, it was easy. Again, it was like today. I'm not even. It's easy for me. Physically, I don't feel weak. Hallelujah. But for somebody, it's not easy. Hallelujah. It's not easy. Hallelujah. Now, how do you measure the effect of the anointing on you? How do you what? Measure the effect on the anointing on you. I remember the first time I went to fast for 3 days. Every time the second day is like I want to die. My head want to blow. I want to die. God. For years, I could not cross that second day. By 12, I will come down and take something. I begin to wish I continue. One day, I met my mentor, Reverend Fidelis Maker. And then I was on my knees. He laid his hands on me. He said, I fast like a machine. Now, begin to fast. The fasting is easy for me. I was on my knees. I fell down. I returned back to school. I was still in school. My 300 level. I can't forget it. I fasted the third day. I was washing my clothes. I forgot I was fasting when it was time to break. I'm telling you. I forgot I was to break. I was washing my clothes. It was as if that was extra. That was when I knew His grace. The anointing makes things easy. Hallelujah. Now, how do you measure if you are anointing and the effect of the oil? The first is what we call self-analysis. Look at this effect and then analyze your life. Apostle Paul noticed it and then he said in Galatians chapter 2 verse, it's no longer I that lives. There is something that drove him. When he looked at his result, he said, it's not me. Look at the effect of this. Is your life welcoming? Number 2 is what I call self. I'm talking about how to measure the effect on you. Are you getting me? The first is self-analysis. You analyze yourself. Number 2 is self-comparison. Now, don't watch my adjective. What did I say? Self-comparison. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 6, Saul was anointed with the oil. In 1 Samuel 16 verse 14, the anointing left him and then he was a totally different individual before and after. The way you were before, is it the way you are now? That means the oil is not there. I don't know if you get what I'm saying about that. If nothing has changed about you, that means nothing has, you are not oiled or the oil has not started manifesting. But when you look at your life, you discover that the way you were before and where you are now, there is a difference. You discover the anointing is beginning to find effect on you. You are beginning to walk in the anointing. Are we together? Come on, are we together? So when you self-compare yourself. Normally the fountain of intuition for me was not, the way it flows now is not the way it was before. And the more I walk in the anointing, it will become more powerful and stronger as I walk more in the anointing. Are we together? Now before I have to receive a number of days before I can preach. But now, the short notice, I can easily write a message. Hallelujah. And then document a well-packaged homiletics message and present. But before, I need this. And there are people that, while on stage, you can give them a topic. People like T.D. Jakes. On stage, give him any topic. I was on an interview with him and with Stephen Furtick. You raise any topic up, he analyzes for you. You raise any topic up on stage. And then he brings scriptures to back it up. That you tell you is fountain of revelation. Hallelujah. I believe it wasn't like that. He grew like that. But then check your life and you begin to measure the effects. Are we together? Number five, how you check is check your passion and your drive. What is your motivation? Acts chapter 17 verse 16. And then Judges chapter 1 verse 6 verse 1 to 14. If everything that still motivates you is still carnal and mundane before, then something is wrong. Hallelujah. The anointing should be able to push you to drive more into God. The anointing should be able to push you to drive more into God. It will alter your passion. I went to university wanting to become an engineer. I wanted to become one of the best in my family. I went to university wanting to become an intellectual chemical engineer. But I left that place wanting nothing of chemical engineering. Hallelujah. The anointing altered my passion. 180 degree opposite. I never bought one textbook of my life. But I left with a Ghana must go of books. Of ministry. Hallelujah. Never bought one textbook. Bought a laptop for me by my parents to be able to buy textbook and read and do chemical simulation of equations. I failed it with 325 gigabytes of messages. Yes. Because the anointing, when it come upon you, when I was anointed with the Holy Ghost, I began speaking in tongues. When the call of ministry came upon me, nothing about academics was of my interest. Nothing, I'm telling you. You will not understand that feeling until... See, check people that met God on campus. And today they are in the top of ministry. Check their academic performance. If God doesn't help them, they're always affected. I'm talking about men of God you know today and you respect. Somebody like that, Adebo is a first class mathematical engineer. No, a 2-1. When did he meet God? Wasn't in campus. The Blue of Kumi is a first class student. When did he meet God? Wasn't in campus. Diko Lukoya didn't meet God in campus. Yes. Check all the people like Joseph Suleiman that were on campus. What is taking result? People like Suleiman, people like Bishop Oyedepo, people like Pastor Chris. All of them, I know what they graduated with. Because something about it alters you. Are we together? Yes. Something about you alters you. Dr. Paul Enetche is a medical student. So you will not be able, all medical students is either you pass and you pass, that is it. You don't know the class of degree that they have. That's not true. All we know that is passed. And he graduated as a medical doctor. But something about the drive of God will alter your passions. Hallelujah. The reason why you are not interested in the things of God, other things are your primary motivation, is because the Holy Spirit has not gotten a grip of you. Other things motivate you higher than the kingdom. Hallelujah. Other mundane pursuit. Hallelujah. I believe God will help you. I wish that you will see my heart for God. My heart for the kingdom. My pantings for God. Things I wish I can do for God. Hallelujah. It will alter your passions. Alter your passions. I wanted to touch God so much still today. It affected every area. Every area. Every area. It affects your lifestyle. Because when the anointing comes upon you, what will happen is that you begin to manifest the fruit of your spirit. Is that not true? Begin to manifest the fruit of your spirit. You know, the Bible speaking in Psalm 69 verse 9, it says, come and see my zeal for the Lord. Come and see my zeal for the Lord. So look at this message that I preached. Look at the effect of the anointing upon your life. Hallelujah. Look at your life and then want the anointing. I would like every one of us to be anointed. So that I can comfortably say, take the mic and continue from there. And then people don't know the atmosphere has changed. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. You can effectively represent anywhere you are good to go. You can be able to stand on a crusade and call down equivalent fire. Hallelujah. Yes. By the anointing. You will not be a clone necessarily. When every one of us stand here to minister, you could see the taste of the general anointing, but then I can always see your uniqueness. In every one of us. I can see our style. I can see the way you pick things. I can see the way you arrange your examples. I can see the way you do this. I can actually pick your unit. That is why I get blessed when everyone, because you put it in your own way and your own style. All together. Following, see, you know something? Like a young lion, you have to observe and then you do. Observe and then you do. When you are learning how to cook, as a young girl, as an average young girl, you will sit down with your mom. She will tell you, after this one, you put this one. After this one, you put this one. It was almost as if there is a pattern on how to cook. You grew up learning that pattern. When you grow up and then you master the pattern, then you can add your varieties. You can discover that I must not add the oil when I'm cooking. I can wait till when the food is almost done, then I can put the oil. It gives a different taste. Discover that I must not put this one before this one, as you said. I can actually put this one after this one. It will give you a different taste. Discover that you first of all master the basic. And then when you master, you can add your own variations or varieties to the basic. But first of all, be humble and connect to what is on ground. Are you getting that? When you master it, then you can add your own variations. Hallelujah. But when they see you and you're off the line, you're off the equation, we discover you're off another spirit. I could remember last time when Minister Kelechi was telling about of a particular pastor that become an orangu. You know that orangu? It means you know orangu. You know orangu? You told them you know what orangu is like a disloyal person. You know orangu by listening to Bishop Daka. It means hallelujah. Orangu is a disloyal person, somebody that betrays you, somebody that leaves you on the way. That's an orangu. So he left one of the it broke my heart. And then I was discussing with my friend Pastor Tom, and he was telling me that he watched one of his videos when he was ministering before a senior pastor came up to minister. And then the way he was ministering, Pastor Tom said he didn't feel peace about it. He knew that this person, there is something brooding. He could sense disloyalty in him. And then he was not shocked when he broke out. Yes. Discovered that he wanted an independent style from the normal flow. Altogether, from the normal flow. There's a flow in the house. But he wanted a different style right in the house. No wonder he broke out. And he broke out bitterly. Hallelujah. May you be anointed. Hallelujah. May the anointing in the house come upon every one of us. And then what God has prepared for you comes upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the blessing of God come upon us in Jesus' name. Now, can we cast our offering? Father Lord, we thank you for the privilege to put our offering. Our offering is blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can I just take the offering? Thank you, sir. Can we just... Hallelujah. We'll be closing now. Can we lift up your right hand? Father Lord, I pray over our personal expectations. Okay. Anything? Okay. Hey, come here. Father Lord, I pray over our personal expectations that they are delivered to us in the name of Jesus. Whatever you're trusting God for, it come to pass. Now we have to trust God for our upcoming conference. We need a lot of resources for it. And as it looks, and as it were, we don't have them. We'll be praying and say, Father Lord, in the name of Jesus, may the windows of heaven open unto us and sponsor the program. In the name of Jesus. Can we open our mouth and pray and say, Father Lord, in the name of Jesus. Shagala brede melende zila borodo badia. Kila na malanda gabraga lagada bralabalada gadabraga lagada. Father Lord, we receive the needed resources for the work. 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 We receive needed resources for the work. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can you pray over your personal finances? That Father Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask for your blessings in my life. I ask for your blessings. I ask for your supplies. I ask that the windows of heaven open in my direction. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father Lord, we ask for a miracle. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Oh, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We will never see shame in the name of Jesus. Gold and silver belongs to God. What we need is moved in our direction.
We move wealth to our account. We transfer finances to our account. In the name of Jesus, I call men to remember. I call men to give from the north to the east, to the south, to the west. May the wealth of the Gentiles be transferred now.
Amen.
We testify of God's faithfulness in Jesus' name. This communion once again is for our health. It's for our preservation. It kills everything not working in our life. This is the body of Christ. We take it, it takes away death. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The body of Christ. Father, Lord, we declare over the wine that it is a blessing in our body. In Jesus' name. Come to the body of Christ.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.